Part 1. Unit 12. Culture at the dining table. Food is a very important part of every culture. Learning about food and different mealtime habits is a good way to get to know other cultures. The most obvious difference in eating habits is how people eat their food. Generally, countries that use chopsticks are often cultures that place a high value on grace, the same grace that is needed to write complicated characters with a brush. On the other hand, countries where knives and forks are used to eat value strength. Furthermore, cultures that eat with their hands tend to view mealtimes as less formal. Eating is just a plain necessity. In addition to telling you something about a culture, knowing about different eating customs and foods can also make you more likely to try them. So, be brave. Don't go to Chinese restaurants in Paris, Sydney, or London. Go to eat snails, kangaroo, or fish and chips.
Vocabulary. 1. Culture. It is important to learn the culture behind a language. 2. Habit. Smoking is a very bad habit. 3. Obvious. The most obvious sign of a cold is sneezing. 4. Difference. What is the difference between the two reports? 5. Generally. Americans are generally taller than Taiwanese. 6. Chopstick. Lucy didn't know how to use chopsticks, so she used a spoon. 7. Value. The children were brought up to have good values. 8. Character. May had trouble reading the simplified characters. 9. Strength. No one can match Arnold's strength. 10. Tend. Michael tends to walk faster than everyone else. 11. Formal.
Lee wore formal clothes to the job interview.
12. Plain. It was plain ambition that made him work so hard. 13. Necessity. Designer clothes are a luxury, not a necessity. 14. Snail. The garlic snails at the restaurant are delicious. 15. Kangaroo. Leslie got out of the car to take a picture of the kangaroo.